This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The president says Russia is actually unhappy that he won the election. On the heels of the very real warning from national security officials on Moscow's influence campaign, the president's critics, though, say it's too little, too late.
It's remarkable that the institutions are essentially moving around the leader, their leader, yeah, to execute these policies. These are things that should have been done immediately after 2016.
All right, here to discuss, national security attorney Bradley Moss and former CIA analyst, NYPD intelligence unit member Buck Sexton. Good to have you both with us tonight.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Okay, so there was a lot of snark that came after this briefing today, where the left has been pushing the president to get serious about this. He floats out the team, they talk all about it, and then, you know, one article said that they produced no new orders, there was no real information. Essentially, they aren't taking this seriously. Then we have this tweet from Mark Warner, who's the ranking Democrat on the Senate Intel Committee. Says, glad to see the White House finally do something about election security, even if it's only a press conference. Now, if only it was actually backed up by anything the president has said or done on Russia. And we find out today they have offered briefings to Senate Democrats on what's happening with the election. And Bradley, it sounds like they haven't taken it so far.
Yeah, well, you know, look, in full disclosure, I was once an intern for Senator Warner many years ago. The problem I think that Senator Warner and others have, and the concern they have here, is that there's no one seemingly in charge. There's no one running this. Certainly what we heard today in the briefing with these different officials, the DNI, the FBI director, individuals like that, we got great descriptions of what they're doing as an agency. That's great. That's, we got caught flat-footed in 2016. They're doing better this time. That's great. But who's running it? When we had an Ebola scare a few years ago, we had someone be brought in to compile all the data, to be the person in charge, to give tasks. You do this. You handle this part. Who's running this
time? Well, it seems like a lot of it is coming from Department of Homeland Security. We heard from Secretary Nielsen today. And also, we got to look at this letter from former Ambassador John Bolton, who is National Security Advisor. He says this. He outlined everything. If you want to see the letter, it's online. He talks about all the things they're doing. He says DH cybersecurity experts have conducted vulnerability assessments, provided expertise in network protection and incident response, and facilitated training and exercise for election officials. He says it's up to states, but we're equipping them every way we can. They've also readied themselves to provide rapid response to potential cybersecurity incidents. And again, he mentions, Buck, we're happy to brief the more sensitive classified nature of this to Senate Democrats. We're waiting.
Well, there's also two very important components of this problem. One is cyber hacking and intrusions, right? And that's where you can have these public-private partnerships and Facebook and others that are trying to do everything they can to make sure that there aren't actually Russian attempts to get into the servers or get into election voting machines. Even when they're air-gapped, there are some ways that you can still actually try to intrude on those. And then there's the propaganda aspect,
right,
of this, which goes to the
things,
you know, the sock puppets on Facebook and Twitter and trying to spread fake news or false information. These are not problems that you will ever eliminate. I mean, this reminds me in many ways of the terrorism discussion,
right,
because you're trying to mitigate risks and you are working in a vast federal bureaucracy with lots of different pieces, not always particularly nimble pieces, by the way, as somebody used to work for one of them, that are trying to do their best here. But everyone needs to understand that there is no universe in which there is no propaganda on the internet from foreign countries trying to intrude on us, that there are no efforts to do, by the way, pretty low-tech, unskilled hacking efforts, things like phishing, that rely on social engineering. You send someone an email and say, give me your password because I'm the IT guy for your network. Doesn't matter what DHS is doing. You could have the DNI sitting next to you. If you give somebody your password and you don't realize that their thing is actually in Cyrillic, you got a problem.
Well, as much conversation as we've had about the hacking and the interference of Russia, it's not only Russia, as the president has suggested. They got bad players coming out of China and North Korea. There's other places that would just love to do what they can to wreak all kinds of havoc. Could you imagine they'd be high-fiving all over their dorm rooms right now, thinking that they had disturbed the force here in the United States, so to speak. But here it is. You know, I think that was key to this, which Shannon Bream brought out, is the Democrats have not been participating, and then they complain. Well, what do you expect? I mean, let's just keep the partisanship going instead of being part of the solution and joining in, go to the meetings and offer your two cents and be on top of what's going on and play your role, just like we all have to do our part as well.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there for your perusal and enjoyment as well. We thank you so much for being part of the solution. Isn't this frustrating, you know, when you hear, Mark Warner in his comments and the other Democrats, you know, they get so partisan. And, you know, it's like, it's so obvious. You guys aren't participating. If you don't participate, how are you going to know? So then you complain, and then you try to add in your two cents. Well, adding your two cents in front of the microphones doesn't help. You need to add your two cents in these meetings that are taking place so that you are aware of what our government is doing. And you would think, considering that, well, I'll tell you, when it comes to hacking and who was the most vulnerable, it was Democrats in this last cycle. And you make it seem like as if it was Donald Trump's fault, but it was the DNC. John Podesta, with his silly little ridiculous password, you know, trying to protect himself. So, you know, there are things to learn here, and hopefully the public at large, and I think so, are realizing that, you know, you got to make sure you're on top of your passwords. You don't allow just, you know, you don't click on everything that comes in if you don't know who is coming into your internet atmosphere, don't click on it, because then you open yourself up to problems. And I think everybody's already gone through that experience once or twice. But now in this case, we've got situations where our voting and the whole process, our election process, is under attack here right now. Good news, by the way, before we bring in Elon Berman with us, and excited to be talking with Elon. The economy added 157,000 jobs in July. Unemployment now down under 4%, 3.9%, which is great news. So this is according to the latest Labor Department report, and we'll talk more about that later on. But right now, as promised, I want to bring on Elon Berman with us. Interestingly enough, this month is Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month. Did you know that? Okay. We should be aware of the changing nature of the war on terror. The Islamic State group has been greatly diminished. Its offshoots and other terrorist groups still wreak havoc around the world. The Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council is with us, Elon Berman. Elon, good to have you back with us. How are you doing?
Oh, great to be here.
Well, let's give everybody an update. I mean, we've been hearing, and I always get concerned, probably like you do as well, when we start hearing things like, oh, the war on terror, you know, we're gaining so much ground, and, you know, ISIS is gone, and, you know, and all this stuff. And what we see is, it has metastasized in different forms, but it's still alive, maybe not as well, but it's still alive, is it not?
No, absolutely right. And I think probably the way to think about this, and this is, I think, true in everything, is that, you know, when it looks like you're succeeding, it's very tempting to be complacent and to assume you've turned a corner. Mm-hmm. I think the proper way to think about the war on terror, the struggle against radical Islam, is that we are winning this phase of the war on terror. Mm-hmm. This is a multi-phase conflict.
Excellent. Yes.
I think you started off exactly right. The United States and its coalition partners, and let's be clear, we're talking about 72 nations all told in the coalition in the fight against the Islamic State. So this is not just a U.S. first effort. This is a truly international effort, and it's been remarkably successful. ISIS has lost 90-95% of its territory in Iraq and Syria, and so the optics on this are that we're really turning a corner. But the reality is that as ISIS has lost ground territorially, its messaging has changed. It started to talk about different things online and to recruit differently online, and at the same time, groups like Al-Qaeda and also affiliates like Nigeria's Boko Haram and others that used to be tethered to ISIS have begun to go their own way. And so we're now entering a new phase where you're talking more about different threat actors, localized jihad, and really resilient internet messaging. And that's a whole new ball of wax.
Mm-hmm. And I think you bring up a good point here, Ilan, and that is that we have to be aware that I don't know. Am I confident to think that we can eradicate ISIS? Because it is, in a sense, it's a theology, it's a philosophy. And the only thing you can hope to do, I think, is diminish it and do what we've done. And that is, you know, in this phase, is break it up into maybe, if you might say, manageable pieces.
No, so I think that's right. It's certainly the thing that we can do, so in the Western world.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's more that countries in the Muslim world can do, right? Because look, fundamentally, we're talking about two separate planes of fight, fields of fight.
Mm-hmm.
One is kinetics. You know, we're talking about military conflict in places like Iraq and in Afghanistan, and we're very good at this. And if you measure just by that metric, we are winning the war on terror.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole different battlefield in the realm of ideas.
Yes.
ISIS.
Hearts and minds.
Most effective.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Mm.
ISIS has been most effective in mobilizing, recruiting, and radicalizing disaffected Muslims in Europe and North Africa and the Middle East. Those are really messages that we can't counter. The people that have to counter them are moderate states in the Muslim world that have a different message, that see this ideology as toxic to their own longevity. And there's plenty that do. We really have to sort of galvanize them to do something because they have standing in this debate and we don't.
Yeah, because after all, these people have been conditioned. I mean, since they were young kids, going to these madrasas and these schools, they've been taught certain things, and they're trained and conditioned to believe that they're against everything except that which is Islamic. And that's tough to convert somebody. I mean, I remember being raised a Catholic, and the saying was, "Hey, give me a child to the age of 7, and he'll be a Catholic for the rest of his life." Well, that's about Catholicism. Why would it not be any different for somebody who's Muslim?
No, I think that's right. Education, particularly early childhood education, everywhere is enormously influential. And in the Muslim world, all over the Muslim world, in places mm-hmm. like Pakistan and Afghanistan, where there really has been a breakdown of what we would call a normal education system,
mm-hmm.
these madrasas are the only alternative. This is sort of a pipeline for radicalization. It creates a really significant problem. But the silver lining in the story is that in the Muslim world, right, the Muslim world is 1.7 billion people, the fifth of humanity. It's a huge expanse, and most of it, by the way, isn't in the Middle East. Most of it is in Asia. There's over a billion Muslims in Asia, in the sector of the world that we would call Asia. In those places, in countries like Morocco, in countries like Uzbekistan, in countries like Indonesia, there are different models of Islam, an Islam that doesn't see itself as inherently in opposition to the West.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news for us. It's bad news for groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And it's one of the reasons why when you see the terrorist incidents that are happening around the world, a lot of the targets aren't necessarily Western. They're Muslim countries. They're Muslim mm-hmm. countries that think differently or organize differently.
Well, and this is the thing that makes it tough for us here on the West, is because we're trying to understand, because we get these mixed signals that there are moderate Muslims, but yet they say they believe in the Quran. And I wouldn't want anybody, as I've said before on this show, Ilan, I wouldn't want anybody tearing out pages of my Bible and saying, okay, you can be one of us, but we need to start ripping these pages out. If somebody says they're Muslim and they follow the Quran, then, you know, some of the statements, many of the statements there in the Quran are antithetical to the West. And so you go, okay, are you Manchurian on me? Somewhere down the line you're going to explode on me? Or, you know, can I really trust that you want to be a part, a constructive part of Western culture? Elon Berman is with us. We'll leave that question for you to chew on until we get back.
Raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world, MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and very independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with Elon Berman continues, reminding us that August, this month, is Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month, and the battlefield in war on terror is growing and changing. This according to the Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council. Before we get back to what we were talking about earlier, I just wanted to take a side trip here, Ilan, if you would, and for just a moment, because you have studied so much the issue of Russia. You know, the American people are still a bit confused. I mean, we go from 2012, where then-President Obama tells Mitt Romney, Russia, what are you talking about, Russia being our biggest threat? You know, the 80s called, and, you know, they want their foreign policy back, you know, and chuckled and laughed about that. And now here we are, fast forward 6-7 years later, and Russia is this this big boogeyman that has affected the 2016 election, that was able to topple the dynasty of the Clintons and get one Donald Trump elected. You know, bring us up to date here as to the best threat analysis of Russia that we can understand today.
Sure. Well, no, and this is really what dominates headlines here in Washington, and I'm sure it's no different in other places around the country. But the best way that I can explain present to explain this is that we're actually talking about two separate things. One is the Russian effort to systematically undermine U.S. democratic institutions and to inject doubt into our political system. And there's a very broad consensus on the left and on the right that the Russians have tried to do this and that they've been largely successful. That doesn't necessarily mean that they steered elections, that they were sort of so impactful that they selected one candidate over the other. But the fact that the Russians were meddling, the fact that they were trying to play with the instruments of American democracy, I think is very clear. And that's sort of the baseline consensus that a lot of people have. And that's the baseline consensus that prevails in the Trump administration as well. There is a second issue, though. The second issue is whether Russia interfered politically specifically to elevate one candidate to diminish another candidate in the 2016 cycle. And that's a much more speculative conversation. That's really what's dominating the news headline. And because President Trump has, I think for good reason, taken it very personally and taken the drawn-out Mueller investigation very personally, he's focused on the second conversation and not on the first one. But it's the first one, really, that's the national security threat. Because what Russia has done up until now in 2016, everybody assumes, and I think assumes correctly, that they're going to do it or try to do it again just in a couple of months' time when we move into the 2018 midterm cycle.
Well, and indications are, and as evidenced by what Facebook discovered and what our intel is reported, what they reported on yesterday, is that, yes, they're back. I mean, you know, it didn't stop. And, you know, so then you go, look, at this isn't new. It's not like Russia has not tried to interfere or that America has interfered. You know, this is what countries do, do they not?
No, I think that's right. And you know, I think in the history of political statements that don't have a very good track record, looking back over time, Barack Obama's flippant comment to Mitt Romney during those presidential debates that, you know, the 1980s called and they want their foreign policy back when Romney was warning about Russia, I think, you know, ranks pretty high up there because you're absolutely right. Russia's back. In fact, they never left. They've tried to politically interfere in our elections going back years and years. This isn't new to the Trump administration. And by the way, it's not just interfering in our elections. It's interfering in Western democracy writ large. The Russians interfered in the recent French elections. They meddled with the Brexit vote, the referendum to exit the European Union that the British had a couple of years ago. The whole point here is to undermine trust in democratic processes, because if you do, then Russia's authoritarian system starts to look pretty good by comparison. If you see chaos in the democratic world, then the authoritarian world looks like it knows what it's doing.
Exactly. And the other thing, too, I think that we have given Putin maybe more credit than he deserves. I mean, he seems to be a bigger boogeyman, you know, based on, you know, the narrative that comes from the left. And, of course, as you mentioned, and, you know, we have suggested many times that the president needs to let go of this deal. Look, at I can appreciate how he must feel in terms of having his administration or his presidency invalidated. That's quite insulting. But unfortunately, it has given him, you know, too much of a target focus. He needs to let go of that and go be president. You know, be the president, let it go, let the Mueller case pay out. If there's nothing there, there's nothing there. It seems to be the case. And let's move on. We got a country to run here.
No, I think that's absolutely right. And the problem is because he's spending so much time focusing on the Mueller investigation, everything that he does relating to NATO, relating to Europe, relating to the U.S. relationship with Russia is cast in that light. And I think that's enormously unhelpful because there's tons of very constructive things that the administration is doing. The administration is much more robust indeed in pushing back against Russian aggression in Eastern Europe than its predecessor ever was. But that, you know, that's not leading the media conversation because we're so consumed by the Mueller investigation. I think it's very unhelpful.
Exactly. Well, it gets to the point where almost it's like the Democratic Party. They're the party of resistance and all this negativity, and you start wearing out the nerve. And I just, again, fortunately, we have a lot of good things coming out of this administration, so maybe there's some balance there. But, you know, the whole, you know, the fake news attacks, all the negative stuff. If we focus on, you know, I'd say, hey, let's make, how about if we make, you know, September? Let's do September. We'll make that positive tweet month or something out of the White House, if that's even possible. Let's champion and let's, you know, let's feel good about all these things that we're doing. We just got another, jobs report this morning, and it looks good. Our unemployment right now under 4%.
No, that's right. I couldn't agree more. My sense is that nothing good can come of trying to distill complex policy issues or even political issues in 140 characters or even 280 characters.
Right.
My sense is the less we lean in on Twitter, the better.
Yeah, I was writing a commentary yesterday about, I said, I don't know if you've noticed, but things have gotten louder. And I don't, you know, maybe it's just me, but it just, you know, and even the tweets, I mean, they now are all in caps now because tweets are not loud enough. So, you know, let's capitalize everything, you know, so kind of interesting. But anyway, in the last 2.5 minutes here, Elon, I'll let you wrap this up regarding terrorism, where it sits right now. What's the big takeaway for us to be on guard as citizens and holders of this great republic?
So I think the big takeaway is that this struggle is far from over. And, you know, the single most dangerous moment is when we think that we've really turned a corner and not understand that the battlefield has begun to shift. Our law enforcement agencies in many ways are facing a more formidable challenge now than they were just a few years ago, because it's easier to track people when they migrate, when they move. You can look at passenger manifests. You can look at, you know, track passports. It's much harder to identify and preempt properly when somebody's being radicalized over social media in the, you know, in their parents' basement or in their studio apartment. This is as the battlefield has shifted from the territorial into the intellectual. You know, ISIS is still resonant. It's just not so dominant in Iraq and Syria. As they're sort of leaning in more and more on intellectual messaging, we have to be on guard because the potential for that message to cross borders through social media, through apps like Telegram, and radicalize and mobilize people is, I think, as great as it's ever been.
Well, and as you wrote in USA Today in your column, your article there, is that now with the breakup of ICE in Syria and Iraq, I mean, these soldiers are going back to their homes. I mean, something like 80 different nations. So what is that going to do with the political mix there in those individual countries? What kind of influence are these former fighting soldiers going to have in their home countries?
Well, so it's not good because they have the ability, and we've already seen this in places like France and Germany, to bring the jihad back with them. So this adds a layer of danger and it adds a layer of complexity to everything everybody's talking about with regard to immigration and open borders, right? This is the national security overlay that we're talking about.
Well, Elon, thank you so much. He's the Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council. Elon Berman, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. you may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump, speaking at a campaign-style rally in Pennsylvania late yesterday, tells the crowd,
"Now we're being hindered by the Russian hoax. It's a hoax, okay?"
But back at the White House, top intelligence officials were saying otherwise at a briefing, including National Intelligence Director Dan Coats, who says Russia did meddle in the 2016 elections, and it's still at it.
Russia has used numerous ways in which they want to influence through media, social media, through bots, through actors that they hire, through proxies. All of the above is pervasive, is ongoing to achieve their intent, and that is drive a wedge and undermine our democratic values.
People living near a dam in Lynchburg, Virginia, are still being told to get to higher ground as there are concerns it may fail soon, and Lynchburg could end up under 17 feet of water in a matter of minutes. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 discrete.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's where you want to stand, ladies and gentlemen, on the Rock, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Back with you, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. I'm going to talk Judge Kavanaugh right now with somebody who knows him really well. Justin Walker joins us, born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. After graduating from Duke University and Harvard Law School, he practiced appellate law in Washington, D.C. and clerked for Judge Brett Kavanaugh and Justice Anthony Kennedy. He joined the faculty of Brandeis School of Law, where he's the assistant professor of law there, in 2015. Justin Walker, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. I'm happy to be here.
Well, give us some insight into Judge Kavanaugh. Right now, we've had at least one Democrat. We've got two other Democrats that are going to meet with Judge Kavanaugh, which I would say on the face of it is a bit disappointing, because I think if you're there to vote on this justice, you should give yourself an opportunity to understand who he is. So in the absence of them not meeting with him, give us some insight as to what they could learn from, like Joe Manchin, a two-hour meeting with this justice.
Well, I think that they would learn that he is probably the most qualified nominee to the Supreme Court in two or three generations, Bill. I mean, well, I say that because he spent 12 years on the nation's most influential court of appeals. He has written more than 300 judicial opinions. And 13 of those opinions have later been vindicated by the Supreme Court, which is really an unprecedented record. You know, most federal judges, they would be happy if after a career, one or maybe two of their opinions had been endorsed by the court. With Judge Kavanaugh, it's happened 13 times.
Wow.
And on top of that, you know, he's taught for 10 years at Harvard and has also taught at Yale and Georgetown. He has government experience. He's published academic articles in the best journals in the country. And then finally, I guess, on top of his qualifications are his sterling character. I know I worked with him every day for a year. He's a down-to-earth mentor. He's a friend to people left, right, and center. He's respected by people left, right, and center. And that's why you see so many op-eds and writings by liberal leaders in the legal field saying Judge Kavanaugh is a great person. He's very qualified. He'll be an independent mainstream judge.
Mm-hmm. It would appear, to your point here, Justin, that perhaps the negative bullets towards this judge are kind of, you know, they've kind of spent their ammunition, because really what's at core here is it not, and help me understand, and as a law professor at Brandeis, you deal with this dynamic that's taken place in the legal system, that my understanding is that the dynamic tension between the two schools of thoughts, and that is that either you're an originalist, you believe the, you know, like Antonin Scalia, Judge Scalia, that the Constitution says what it says and it doesn't say what it doesn't say. And then you've got the other side that feels like, as President Obama called it, that the Constitution is elastic and that it's, you know, which leaves it subject to activism. And progressives seem to like to wade in those, you know, those waters of activism more than they do with originalism.
Well, you know, I think that the tension that you're talking about is one of the reasons why Judge Kavanaugh will be great. He is firmly on the side that says a judge's job is to say what the law is, not to make it up. And so he goes where the law leads without any kind of passion or prejudice for any one particular side. And I saw that when I was clerking for him. I mean, there were times when there might have been a very unsympathetic criminal defendant, for example. But if the law or the Constitution granted that criminal defendant certain procedural rights that had been denied at trial, then Judge Kavanaugh was ready to rule in favor of that criminal defendant and give him a new trial. So, you know, one thing he used to tell us is that every case is a separation of powers case. Mm-hmm. And what he meant is that every case requires the judge to remember the limited role of the judiciary, that it's the executive and the legislature that makes policy, not the judiciary.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the points that has been a bit of contention for Democrats, and again, it's all in this, you know, this fight for, you know, the presidency right now, questioning. I mean, you've got some congressmen out there saying impeach 45, and all this rancor that's happening. And, you know, Judge Kavanaugh, I didn't make a decision, but he had an opinion, and I think this is a difference, and maybe you can help people understand. It's one thing when you make a decision from the bench, and it's another thing if you're, you know, a regular citizen and you have an opinion about how things should be handled, and this is relevant, again, to your point, separation of powers, and the president. If we have a president in office, is he indictable?
Right, right. So Judge Kavanaugh wrote two very thoughtful law review articles, and one of them said, here's what an independent prosecutor can do. And the answer to that question, by the way, is an independent prosecutor can do pretty much what Robert Mueller is doing. Now, that's not to say as a matter of policy. I'm sure there are some listeners who like what he's doing. I'm sure there are plenty of listeners who don't like what he's doing. But Judge Kavanaugh...
And there's some listeners that don't know what he's doing. So we'll add that to the mix. Just sidebar, okay? You didn't have to say that. I'll say that on behalf of the people. Okay.
maybe some listeners, maybe the interviewer. So Judge Kavanaugh made clear in that article that an independent investigation of the president is perfectly constitutional, and that prosecution can look very much like Robert Mueller's investigation. He said in a later article that Congress might want to consider a statute that alters the timing of investigations. But as you pointed out, that was merely a legislative suggestion for Congress, and Congress has not taken up that suggestion. And so in the absence of that statute, the investigation of President Trump according to the inferences from Judge Kavanaugh's first law review article, that investigation is proceeding in a constitutional, legal way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I often tell my children, Justin, that experience defines preference. And we're getting some new experience here, or at least another shot at it. And so in the defining of preference, therein lies the opportunity for laws to be changed, right?
Well, I think, you know, we don't want anyone in any branch of the government to, you know, not grow and learn from experience. Now, don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean that the judge should believe that the Constitution changes. You know, that's the debate that you were getting at earlier between originalism versus a living Constitution. But, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's only human to learn from experience. I certainly hope that you know, I learn from my mistakes. I tell my students on the first day of class that there are only two expectations for this class. One is to be prepared, and one is to learn from your mistakes. And I hold myself to that same standard as their teacher.
And to this point, this is what concerns me, because I wholeheartedly agree with you, is that in the realm of politics, it's like you're not allowed to make a mistake. If you made a mistake, you know, all of a sudden, you know, something from 20 years can come back and hit you in the head, and you're going, okay, I mean, it's almost like the media will not allow you the opportunity to say, look what I learned from that. I've changed my mind, because there have been cases, whether it had to do with President Obama, you know, Trump, Bush, you know, gone down the line, where experience defined preference for them. They altered their choice, and all of a sudden they're demagogued or demeaned for that. And I think that's unfortunate.
I think that the importance of experience that you're getting at is really one reason why, going back to the very first thing that you and I started talking about, you know, Judge Kavanaugh probably has more experience at a higher level of judging than any nominee in two or three generations. And so that's why you see President Barack Obama's former Solicitor General, Don Verrilli, calling him a brilliant jurist. It's why you see the leading female Supreme Court bar advocate, a former clerk for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who describes herself as a liberal feminist lawyer, saying Judge Kavanaugh is so qualified and should be confirmed. You see progressive law professors from Yale and other schools saying similar things. So really his qualifications speak for himself, and you know, one of the key parts of why he will be such a good judge from day one, ready to hit the ground running, is that, you know, he has so much experience on a court that deals with so many weighty issues.
Exactly. Well, Justin Walker, thank you so much for the insight. Appreciate the time. He's the assistant professor of law at Brandeis School of Law, who clerked for Judge Kavanaugh and Justice Kennedy. Thank you. Appreciate
Individuals
it.
And businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by Oria Alert Find. Active shooter events are sadly becoming a frequent occurrence in the United States. In 2017 alone, there were 29 such incidents throughout the U.S., and around half of these typically occur in the workplace. Jason Bryant is an active shooter training expert.
It takes law enforcement an average of 3 minutes to respond to an active shooter event. This leaves the targeted organization and its employees 180 seconds to fend for themselves. What they do in that time matters, but what matters even more is what the organization does in the preceding weeks, months, and years to prepare.
Most companies have no formal plan for this kind of an attack. Learn from a police expert exactly what to do to protect employees, giving them the tools and training they need to react immediately to an active shooter can save lives. For more, visit ActiveShooterAssessment.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Fully known and loved by you. You won't let go home, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other, it's hard truth.
Live.
You know, it's really cool when you think about Almighty God that He really knows us and He loves us regardless. What a great lyric and a great song. Appreciate that. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Also, I want to say I appreciate Professor Justin Walker for humoring me regarding my flip comment. But I feel like a lot of people are, you know, have that kind of idea, is that we don't know what Mueller's doing, and maybe we shouldn't know what's going on. But look at this communication age, information age in which we live in, a lot of opinion flying out there. And as you've heard me say many times, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. You know, sometimes I think like, you know, like when you're driving down the freeway and there's an accident, you get people slowing down, gawking. It just kind of, you know, just messes up the whole works even all the more. I thought, you know, we ought to come up with some sort of concept, like some big tent, like when there's an accident that takes place, all of a sudden this big tent covers things up. So it somewhat becomes nondescript. The emergency people can do what they can do, and it minimizes the gawking. Maybe we need to do that the same way with cases like the Mueller case. But we can't help ourselves. We love to gossip and love to throw in our two cents here. And of course, it's going to be interesting on the other side of all this exercise when we find out what the truth really is, if that's even possible. And I know that sounds cynical, but I'm hoping that after all this money that's been invested in time and energy and political capital, that we do get down to the bottom of this, that we can really fortify our elections and make sure whether it's the Russians, Koreans, or maybe a couple of college students in their dorms just bored and have nothing better to do, that they think they can go and fiddle with our election process. Well, stay tuned. The details will come.
and we will continue to pursue said facts because that's what we do here. Eva Daniels, Daniel, I should say, without the S, is here with us. And Eva is focused on the family show producer of their daily broadcast, and she's a mother of several young kids. And I'm told that we've got another one in the oven, so another one coming here. We're going to talk about the contradictions of motherhood. Eva, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You're doing terrific. We got another one coming, and, you know, don't get me excited or anything and tell me, like, any minute or anything, okay?
Okay, yeah. I have two boys that are 6 and 4 years old, and then I have a baby on the way due end of September, and we didn't find out gender, so we don't know what we're having yet.
So we're just, so the husband's walking back and forth. Do we have the sense where, like, maybe we're hoping for a girl, or you don't want to, because I had my three sons first, you know, it was my three boys came out first before I got my daughter. And of course, when you have your daughter, you know, men especially, we're just never the same, you know, we're.
Well, you know, I feel like I'd proudly wear that hashtag boy mom shirt, and I know everything there is to know about Legos and Jitsu and all sorts of boy topics. So if we have a girl, it will definitely be, I think, a shocker to both of us, but we will obviously love the baby either way.
Well, either way, but that's great. 4 and 6, how much fun is that? That is just awesome. Well, congratulations, and we want to talk about the contradictions of motherhood. Being a mom to young kids can be a bit of a paradox, as one of the mom's recent viral dialogues adequately captures. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, I love, for those who didn't see the viral videos, this mom talking in a car about all the ways that, you know, motherhood is both you love your kids with every fiber of your being, and they also drive you crazy. And I think this time of year, that's especially true as some kids are getting ready to go back to preschool or to kindergarten or whatever grade they're in. You know, on one hand, as a mom, you're thinking, where did this summer go? And you're basically sobbing in your cereal bowl over the fact that they're heading off to school. And then on the other hand, you're like, that's going to be in school part of the day. And so I think that contradiction kind of goes throughout most of our mom situations. You know, you love your kids with everything you have, and they also drive you crazy at times.
Exactly. Well, this viral video, we do a lot with every week. We have what we call the Good News Girl, Samantha Mao, comes on and does a viral video report. And this is one that she'll probably report on next week, because this thing has just gone absolutely bonkers. You know, she's just so genuine and raw. You know, as she says in this one video, one minute your child is sleeping on his bed and you're looking at him thinking how much you love and adore your precious angel. The next morning, that child, same child, is all over you. You're wearing that child like a coat, saying, please, for the love of all that is good, stop breathing in my open eye hole and sit on your own square of the couch.
And there's so much truth to that. There's so much truth to that as a mom.
Yeah, because it just, you know, you got that dichotomy, that walking dichotomy. So, you know, as she points out, and as you said, you know, motherhood is this contradiction. And, oh, yeah, let's put a husband unit in the middle of this contradiction on top of it just for fun, right?
Yeah, and add in some pets. I mean, we have, you know, guinea pigs because the kids wanted pets, and then we have a dog. I mean, just added more chaos.
Mm. So for moms that are going through this, I mean, yes, we can chuckle about it, and I'm sure even them, you've got to have a sense of humor as a mom. If not, because of, you know, this type of polarity that exists in the house, and as you say, throw in a husband unit, we got pets, goldfish, everything else going along with it. If you don't have a sense of humor, you're going to go bonkers.
Yes, that's so true. I think that's one reason why videos like this do go viral. It's because moms really need to remember to laugh. You know, we need to remember to laugh and recognize the fact that it's a season, and that there's both, you know, you've got to find the joy and the humor in everyday situations. You know, I had this hilarious story happen to me recently where we were sitting at breakfast, and my six-year-old, you know, out of the blue, as probably every six-year-old boy wants to be, goes, when I grow up, I want to be a policeman, you know, which is basically every boy's goal.
Right.
And then my four-year-old goes, when I grew up, I want to be naked. It's like, where did you get this? And where did this come from? I'm like, great. Right. You know, I have a child that wants to save the country and one that wants to, you know, join a nudist colony at this point. So, you know, I think you just have to look for those funny moments to kind of bring levity to your daily life, to kind of survive those hard moments when they're climbing all over you and they're wanting, you know, they're wanting one more glass of water at bedtime, or they're wanting one more thing. And, you know, I think you really have to look for that humor and the levity in everyday situations.
Well, and some of the things like this, I mean, like, I want to be naked. I mean, can be pretty profound. It's like, okay, what, tell me more about this. I mean, what do you,
yeah, where did that come from? Like, well, I don't even know.
Exactly. I mean, hysterical on its face. But, you know, there's a saying in the Hispanic culture that says, drunks and kids tell no lies. So it's like, okay, so, you know, what is the truth in that statement there? And, you know, are we going to have a Salem moment here around the dining table and take a pause and really study that, or just take it on face value, chuckle for a moment, and just say, oh, he's four now, and he's four now, and he's coming up with this. What's going to happen at 5 and 6?
I know. I'm worried, quite frankly.
Well, it's like a friend of mine. His son came in and woke him up, and he was really upset, and woke him up in the middle of the night. And he goes, Drew, what's wrong? And he goes, oh, Dad, I just had a bad dream. He goes, oh, honey, I'm so sorry. Well, what was it? And he goes, I was dreaming a 6 is an upside down 9. I go, okay. So, you know, and he's, and that's what I'm saying. You just wonder, you go, okay, well, today, you know, fast forward, you know, he's a young man now. What other profundity is coming out of him? And since then as well, a 6 is an upside down 9.
And maybe he just avoided being a mathematician. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it just you know, just one of those things. But this is the joy of raising our children. And, you know, I guess the sad part of it, if I can tell you, is it goes so fast. You know, I remember bringing our daughter and all our kids home from the hospital. But, you know, I focus on right now this one particular photo of my daughter. And, you know, of course, the mother unit was really, you know, and we're not giving our children any sweets. We're not doing that sort of thing. Well, you know, I didn't quite go along with that. But I did give her just a little piece of an Oreo, just a little piece, a sliver of an Oreo cookie. And when she was born, she didn't have a whole lot of hair on her head. Well, this picture is one of my favorite pictures. She managed to, I don't know, she could have probably fed 5,000 with that little sliver, because as much was on her head and her face, everything, you thought I gave her the whole box. So it was like, oh my gosh, her mother was, yeah. We had to discuss this at length. But, you know, but still, it's still one of my favorite pictures. And I think of that, and today, you know, she's in Hawaii with her son, her first child, and she told me, she goes, Dad, you know, I prayed that God would bless me with a wild child. And this kid started out.
That's a dangerous prayer.
Yeah, she was bold. She was really courageous. And the thing was, is that if you knew when he was born with a hole in his heart. And so here he is having open heart surgery, his first year of his life and everything. But anyway, he's doing great. And he is that wild child on steroids. but I see this kid, and we're getting a chance to see him here later on this month. And he'll be 2. Officially then, and he is all boy, and I look at her and I go, it goes so fast. I mean, you know, as we're talking about the motherhood is a contradiction. It is, but it's a time in life that goes by so fast.
It does. And so I think you have to really just enjoy and love every moment as much as you can.
Exactly. And dads, too, as well. Eva Daniel, the Focus on the Family show producer of the daily broadcast, mother of 2 boys now. We got another one coming. And God bless you.
Yes.
You take care. All righty. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.